How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Football Show Rivalry Week edition here. Day before Thanksgiving, we're coming at you live, courtesy of mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. My God, man, this is one of my favorite weeks of the year. Usually I can't sleep. Usually I'm up late every single night, and I'm worried. I'm nervous about the game, Ohio State versus Michigan. Not so much this year. Not so much this year. That's a big boy spread over there at minus 21, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. What I did stay up last night watching, though, however, was the college football playoff show, which sucks. I don't want to drag this out anymore. I love you, ESPN. I've always been a fan. I always watch. I always do the stuff. I love SVP and everybody else. Yeah, I just can't get my dick hard for this stupid fucking show here. And there's going to be some arguments today, I have a feeling.
Can we talk about the worst thing, actually, that happened with the CFP bracket?
Go ahead.
Look at this.
Yep.
Look at this bracket
yep,
right here.
Yep.
Do you notice anything in the first round? Now, it might...
SEC versus SEC, Big Ten versus Big Ten. Why?
And also...
Why?
ACC versus kind of ACC in SMU and Notre Dame. Yeah. Now, it might not shake out that way, but there's also a good chance it does shake out that way, and that's awful. No one wants that.
Hey, Bob, I'm gonna be honest with you here. So, I know people were angry about this, and pop it up one more time. I don't think one of these seeds that is currently in the bracket we are looking at right now actually stays except for Boise State.
No, Texas will still be two.
I don't think they will. I don't think they win this weekend.
Yeah, they're definitely going to beat A&M, and they're going to – I mean, I hope they don't. I hope A&M wins just for the chaos. I would love that. I don't see it. But
if you're Texas, though, I don't think it's necessarily bad if you lose, because then you get a home game. You get to keep your players playing there and then get them ready for the next couple games. I don't think it's awful there. I'm just saying all the shit we're sponsoring up at Texas A&M this weekend, all their fucking fans, everybody's treating this like the Super Bowl. It's almost like they didn't give a shit about last week. Didn't they lose last week, Bump?
Who?
A&M.
Yeah, they got beat in four overtimes, but it honestly shouldn't. It was they got bailed out to even get to overtime.
Yes, right. Bad call bailed them
it
out.
It just seemed like they were overlooking that game because everybody is so focused on this in the state of Texas. If you don't live here, you probably don't understand, but living here and hearing this every fucking day about this game, and I get it. Like, I'm just as excited as you are. However, I'll be, you know, watching it from the couch after we do the live show on Saturday for Ohio State, Michigan for my bookie. But I don't think one of these seeds, except for Boise, actually makes it in that position.
So that's fine. And I agree. Like, this is not how the final bracket's going to look. But I think it's pretty close to how the final bracket's going to look in terms of most of these teams. And the CFP committee, needs to do everything in their power, if not make an outright rule, to not have a conference on conference matchup in the first round, unless it's like, unless like a team, conference gets like five schools in.
Because it's funnier too, if Ohio State beats Oregon, Oregon will probably drop to the five seed, right?
It will. And so
it would be Arizona State, Oregon, which is essentially a Pac-12 matchup.
Potentially, but Arizona State still has to win, guys. The thing they got two more games.
I'll tell you this, the thing that bothers me more than the interconference matches in the first, and here, if you look at this board, irrespective of the seeding, I like it, right? I like the fact that we got a good mix.
Yeah.
There's some teams that you would never see play each other. That's fucking dope.
Yep.
But the bigger than the interconference stuff in the first round is the fact that the four teams who get byes, not only Oregon deserves one. Right? Only Oregon out of Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise actually deserve a first round bye. Those other three teams, now you can make the case for Texas because of their ranking, whatever the fuck. They haven't played anybody, so that they need to have some kind of FPI here, like basketball does, that ranks people based on their strength of schedule and shit, because this is nonsense. It's not like it wouldn't just be an FPI thing. The idea that the top five conference winners, right, or top-ranked conference winners get an auto buy is a mistake. That makes no sense. Auto bid, sure, 100%.
Right.
Let them in. They should be in. But to give them a buy, to give Boise State a buy in the first round, Arizona State and Ohio State, Ohio State's going to beat Arizona State by 30, 40 points. They're going to fucking crush them.
I think, here's the thing.
It's a stupid game. And then Ohio State will likely crush Boise State as well.
If this were the matchup. However, I think, just looking at this board, I think Ohio State probably beats Oregon in the Big Ten championship, assuming, obviously, they beat Michigan, only because it's hard to beat, the same team twice. We always talk about this on this fucking show. And the other part of it is that defensive scheme that we saw in person there will not be there. They will blitz all fucking game long like they should have, and they'll have another look. And then they might have another shot at each other again. That's just my guess. Now, if you're going to bitch about somebody here, to me, it's Indiana.
Even Indiana, Penn State in the first round, and then the winner, let's just say this sticks, which it won't, because Miami's got to play SMU and something's going to happen there. Let's just say this sticks. Clearly, Penn State is better than Indiana and Miami. Right?
Yes.
Clearly.
Yep.
So the idea that you're going to chip one of your better teams, and I think Indiana's probably better than Miami as well, frankly, right? They don't have the offense.
Even though Indiana has not beaten anyone and their schedule is dog shit, I would feel comfortable betting on them over Miami.
I would, too.
I agree. So I don't think so. Not so
first,
fast.
The first round in that part of the bracket should absolutely be Miami versus Indiana, because it's a much closer game, and that's the point, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're going to give, like, if you look at this right now, Ohio State has a fucking cakewalk to the national title.
They would. They would actually have to play. They'd have to play Oregon again
or Georgia.
Georgia's not.
I don't believe in Georgia.
The five seed's a good place to be.
Yeah,
five seed is great.
Five seed's a great.
You
place
can see
to
it
be.
On this bracket. Five seed is probably going to be the best place to be, especially until the SEC gets bigger and the Big Ten gets bigger, right?
Five and six.
And here, five and six is a good point.
Five and six
as well, because 7, 8, 9, 10 are probably every year going to be the better teams from the SEC that just lost a couple of close ones that year.
Yeah.
And they're going to fucking wreck people. Right?
And so here's the issue here is, all right, let's say the scenario plays out that I think it will. Because I think Ohio State will beat Oregon in the rematch. That'll move Ohio State to one. That'll be that bye, obviously,
I don't know. I think Texas goes to one.
Well, no. They won't go to one, because I don't think they beat A&M next week. And if they do, then they still have to play in the SEC championship.
If Texas beats A&M and Georgia in back-to-back weeks, they're going to number one.
100%. Yeah. But do you guys realistically think that's possible?
Nope.
Dan Georgia's, and I... I was at that Texas-Georgia game, and it was not close.
It's not going to happen. But also, if Oregon doesn't lose, you cannot rank Texas above Oregon.
I agree.
Oh, but we're talking about Ohio State
is able to beat Oregon.
If Oregon doesn't lose, they're one.
No matter what.
But does anybody... anybody out of the four of us here believe that Texas is going to beat A&M and Georgia and back-to-back?
Georgia's going to win the SEC.
I think they'll handle A&M, actually, but I don't think they can beat Georgia. I think Georgia's in this. I think that's a Kirby issue, frankly. I think Kirby owns Sark.
I do, too.
And both guys
I
know
do too.
It.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do, too.
But then again, it is hard to beat the same team twice in 1 year.
It is.
But I think the gap between Texas and Georgia, in my opinion, is bigger than the gap between Ohio State and Oregon,
now,
frankly.
I do, too. And then the best seed to me right now in this whole fucking thing is actually Penn State.
I don't know. Notre Dame's looking pretty sweet right now, too.
Look at Penn State. They're gonna win. They're going to kill Purdue. And then their season is done. They have no championship to play. Mm. It is over. One of these top four teams is going to fucking lose.
Yeah. Notre Dame, by the way.
And they're going to be in the five seed.
Notre Dame is set to get the championship week off because they're not in the conference.
Yep.
And then they immediately go into the first round. So they only have to deal with a 1 week layoff. I think they and Penn State are probably in the best spot. Ohio State's got to play the championship. Georgia probably will. Tennessee's looking okay. Right?
They play Vandy this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, certainly they have to handle business, but if Tennessee comes into a game where Georgia's all fucking beat up from a long Ohio State game, or Ohio State, from a long fucking SEC championship game, then they've got a bit of an advantage there,
I think Penn State's stuck at six, because like whoever wins or loses the Ohio State-Oregon game...
will be at five.
They'll be at five. One or five.
Correct. They'll probably... Well, I don't know.
That's why I say they're in the best spot.
Because actually, no. I don't think Ohio State will be fifth if they lose.
Their two losses will be against the number one team in the nation, and also strength of schedule wise.
I think Notre Dame slides to five.
Here's why. The strength of schedule for Ohio State, if they are able to beat Michigan this week, they will be the only team in college football history to play four top five matchups in the same season. So that schedule is going to push them ahead of anybody that Notre Dame's beaten, and they also lost to Northern Illinois. Was that the school that they lost to?
Yeah, but nobody's gonna care. No, that's not a factor. Losing to the like 20th ranked team is an embarrassment. Losing to the fucking 130th ranked team is like nobody cares.
Also,
about that.
Check it out. Ohio State has the 25th ranked strength of schedule this year.
Now, no, but currently, right?
Yeah.
But after that Oregon game, that's when it's going to really jump through the roof, because then they got to play number one again. Who has played two number one teams in the same season?
A bunch of SEC teams, I imagine.
I think it's all going to work itself out. Honestly, I think USC might beat Notre Dame.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, I looked at the spread. We'll get to it. But the one that I'm looking at, Bob, that I wanted to ask you about personally, you've been on the ponies all year. You were correct. Go ahead and give Bob a round of applause here. All right. You got one right. There you go. What happens to SMU if they lose? Are they completely out of the playoffs then? Because they're at 10 right
now. Yes.
So they're projected to be losing in this right now, I guess, because they would be losing to Miami in the ACC championship game. A two-loss SMU team is totally dependent on... They just don't control their own destiny. It depends on a bunch of other things happening.
Yeah, like if let's say Ohio State wins... And they flip that part 1 through 5 stays about the same. There, 6 probably stays the same because Penn State doesn't play. SMU's at 10. Who are they jumping? Georgia would have to lose in the SEC championship. They might jump them.
Yeah.
Provided they're a 2-loss. Let's say we're taking it for granted that they lose to Miami, which is not an assurity, to be honest, right?
Sure.
But let's just say they do. Georgia loses in the SEC championship. SMU probably gets in. Georgia wins the SEC championship? Probably not.
Okay.
That's my take.
Now let me toss out one more scenario here for everybody on set, because I think it's kind of likely. What if Texas loses to A&M and then they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship?
They wouldn't play in the SEC championship.
No, they wouldn't play. They wouldn't play in the SEC championship.
A&M would be in the championship.
A&M can play their way in.
Okay.
Yes. A&M, this is a playoff game for A&M this weekend.
So if it is, again, that's why I'm betting on A&M this weekend. If you're Texas, what do you give a shit if you lose this game? You're already in the playoffs.
You don't care.
You want to buy.
You know?
You want to buy.
I don't think you care. I think a warm-up game at home here in Texas would actually benefit them.
Well, I guess the buy comes at a cost, because you got to play championship week as well.
Right.
If you're Texas.
Right. So I think it actually helps Texas if they lose.
If Texas lost to A&M they're still going to make it. There'll be there'll be three SEC teams in.
There'll probably be five or six.
Maybe four.
Also,
right? Not five or six. Three or four.
No.
Seeded, Texas,
number
yeah.
five or
I
six.
I think SMU's pretty much in as long as they win this week, because I don't know how you put 11-2 SMU team whose second loss was in the champ game, so a postseason game, not a game that other people didn't have to play.
Yep.
I don't know how you put three lost teams in over them.
I don't think the committee, if they lose, is going to allow Alabama, because Alabama would be the odd man out. I think they'll slide in Alabama over SMU for ratings.
Probably.
I could see it. Now, Alabama, for what it's worth,
I don't think Bama deserves it at all, but I'm just saying for ratings and what that brings for the fan base and everything else, they will slot in Bama because we'll all watch that game. We'll all bet on that game, and it's a big one.
What about Tennessee beats Vanderbilt 6-2 in conference, and that's how they'll end. And then Georgia plays the championship game and loses.
And that would be their third loss.
Georgia has the toughest strength of schedule in the country. There's no way Georgia gets left out.
I think they would be in, and I think they'd be in at 11 or 12. I think, too.
I think any...
And that would push out Alabama.
Georgia also has the best wins in the country.
They
have
Bama,
Clemson, which is, what are they, 12th or 11th right now?
Yeah,
they've got Clemson,
Texas, Bama.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they lost to Bama. They have Tennessee, Texas, and Clemson. I don't know that anyone has three wins as good as that.
Not yet. No, they don't.
And their losses are at Ole Miss, who's currently ranked 16th or something like that. Oh, no, 13th, I think.
14.
And at Alabama. Their schedule's insane.
Yeah, I agree. So that they would get in over Alabama, in my opinion, right?
And by the way, this is also taking...
Alabama beat Georgia.
Alabama has three losses. Georgia's not going to have... If Georgia's third loss is in the championship game, they will get in over Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, this is also like the...
Man, I don't know.
The Arizona State one there is not a guarantee either, because they've still got to play BYU in the championship game, provided BYU and
Arizona
State
this weekend, which is a rivalry game.
Yeah, but they won't lose to Arizona.
Iowa State's in the mix as well.
Is the G5 guaranteed a spot?
Yes. Mm. It is the top five conference champions.
But out of all this board, again, I think Penn State is sitting real goddamn pretty
Penn State's in.
Also, Indiana. Indiana's just going to cruise on in.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing that can stop them now.
Now that they're 11, as soon as that popped up on the screen last night, that guaranteed them the playoffs.
That Purdue, no, actually, if they lose to Purdue.
They're not losing to Purdue.
Of course, if they lose to Purdue.
That Purdue's 1-10.
I think that's like a 24-point spread. But if they lose to it, obviously they're done.
Yeah. Yes, but who lost Indiana regardless isn't getting in. But if they lose to Purdue. But that's not happening.
That's not happening.
They're going to win by 1,000.
Yes.
Indiana's in.
Indiana's in. And
they'll get BF'd by Penn State, who I think is stuck at 6. I think Penn State is firmly at 6.
What a fun game, though.
I don't know.
Penn State at home, a home game on December 20th.
I mean, Penn State,
that'll be fun.
Get a bye.
No, you can't get. You definitely can't get a bye. The only question is whether Miami or SMU wins that conference, right? Because
could drop to 7, I guess.
Yeah, they could drop to 7. They could maybe bounce. I don't think they could go to 4 or 5, though. I mean, they could go to 4. They could go to 5, but unlikely, because if Ohio State beats Oregon, Oregon's probably at 5.
Oh, actually, if Oregon beats Ohio State, but I don't know how you put Penn State over Ohio State when Ohio State beat them.
You don't.
You don't. But
I mean, it doesn't tell you anything that number 1 beat number 5, except for that they're fucking seeded correctly.
Although the committee's just so dumb right now. They're like, ooh, look at this shiny, nice record.
Yeah.
They're not actually looking or going in depth about the actual fucking teams they
play. To Delco's point last night, when they discussed Indiana specifically, they said, hey, why do you have them still in the playoffs? And obviously it looks like they're going to get in now. And they said, after the blowout against Ohio State, and they said, well, we did see some moments of promise in that game for Indiana. Outside of the opening drive, what was it? What was the promise you saw there? The quarterback threw for 40 yards. You had a running back that had 45 yards. Like, I didn't see any promise out of Indiana there.
What's the highest ranked team?
I would put
beaten
in Alabama over Indiana.
Indiana hasn't beaten anybody that's ranked, but what's the highest ranked? Because
they don't have a ranked win this year.
It doesn't stop at 25.
Is their best win like Washington?
Yes, they do not have a ranked win this year.
I mean, they went Washington, Michigan State, Michigan, and handled them all in a row. They're all mediocre.
Their best win would be Michigan,
That Nebraska win was Michigan pretty good too.
Yeah, actually beating the shit out of Nebraska.
Yeah, it was 56-7.
Yeah, Nebraska was doing pretty well up until that point. And they fucking broke them.
Yeah.
But against Ohio, against a real team, that so we say this every year, 1 through 3, and then 4 through fucking 15 is usually.
Yes.
Two's completely separate divisions.
100%.
So we're going to find out this year.
It's kind of like Army, right? Like Army finally played somebody and they got rolled.
Right.
And nobody's talking about Army making the playoffs.
I haven't heard a peep. I haven't heard a peep. All right. We'll get to last week's hits and misses, and then we'll move on to Rivalry Week. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Friday night game, UNLV. Won this one. You guys called this, you said UNLV will be feisty against Boise State there. Do they beat Boise State then?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it. Right. Although, I don't know if they're going to get in.
We'll see. Tulane is high enough ranked that Tulane will get in over the Mountain West if UNLV, I think, if UNLV beats Boise State.
We'll see. Gross.
However, UNLV would have better wins than Tulane. Yeah.
Tulane has sent all of their game film on Boise over.
I'm sure.
Like, please beat them.
I'm sure they
have.
This
is our only hope.
So, yeah, UNLV has beaten some interesting teams, right? UNLV beat Kansas. UNLV would have then beaten Boise in the championship. Tulane, I don't know that they have the wins to. They don't have the wins.
No, definitely not.
Would be Army.
Yeah, really. Definitely not.
Well, Army and Navy.
Boise's best win is a loss to Oregon, right? I mean, to be honest.
Yeah.
I guess you could say they went at UNLV and beat them, and we now know that UNLV is a good team, so that's something. San Jose State, that was a good one too, but it's a Mountain West conference schedule. Their best win was a 3-point loss to Oregon. At Oregon, though.
Yep.
I mean, that's impressive. I don't know.
It's not a bad loss. Next up was Indiana, Ohio State. Biggest takeaway here was how dog shit Indiana looked. Ohio State's lost their starting center. Backup played. At least he's got one more week. I'm actually glad they're playing with Michigan this week because Michigan's still got a good defense. So at least hopefully this patched together line can kind of figure the fuck out before the Big Ten championship.
Or do you not want to fucking? I mean, if you're planning on moving guys over from left to right or from the outer part of your line to the center, do you want to expose their capabilities against a weak team like that, or do you just run it straight up? You know what I mean?
I think
there's no risk of Michigan beating Ohio State.
In because of Ryan Day and all the heat he's taken for losing the last three to Michigan, he's going to try to run up the score and prove a point. So they're going to try. I promise you.
I feel like going into a second matchup with Oregon, it might make more sense to keep that close to the vest. But he's a very
I agree, but it's an insecure position he's in.
Yeah.
And I don't
mean to say he's insecure, but that is an insecure position he's in.
Look, I think he's insecure as well. Like, dude, Urban Meyer's been there every goddamn week for Fox, and having the ghost of Urban looking over your shoulder, who never lost to Michigan.
No, and remember when
7-0.
If Urban's behind you, you got to watch out.
Sure do,
because he will put fingers inside you.
He will.
We've seen
it. He might try to take your job because he wants to be back on the field. Texas beat Kentucky. Ho hum game there. All they needed to do is take care of business. Penn State thriller against Minnesota. We knew this was going to be close. I didn't know it was going to be this close.
We're also close. Who was this? Yeah. You guys picked Penn State to cover.
I lost this game.
Yeah.
I lost this game here.
I was so close to getting that fucking Minnesota money line.
It was 11 here. I lost it. I lost it in a teaser as
well.
What
was the money line? Like 4-1?
No, it was 290. Plus 290 is what it was.
Yeah, it's plus 12.
3-1's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
Minnesota's tough at home, man.
They needed a fake punt conversion to pull this through.
Winners win. Champions.
Shockingly, Franklin didn't lose them the game.
Nope.
Which is what I would have expected. And anytime Penn State's in a close game down the wire, I'm just like, all right, let's see how this motherfucker fucks
up. Franklin doesn't lose to teams that are worse.
I know.
That's true, yeah.
He only loses to top five teams.
Only loses the teams he's supposed to lose to.
Yeah. So with this, man, out of all this shit we talked about, Penn State is in a great playoff position now if they take care of business next week. Army got exposed here against Notre Dame.
I think that's part of it. Army got exposed to some degree, but also the discipline of Notre Dame got fucking put on display. Did you watch this game? From start to finish, they ran their game every time. They played the gaps well against Army. They were very disciplined on defense. They might be good.
Okay. I can't. They're like the Vikings.
I hate to say it.
Think they're good? You think Notre Dame's a good team?
Let me ask you this.
Could they win a national championship?
Yes. Honestly.
I don't know if they could beat Oregon because Oregon's so complete. You know?
Oregon is very complete.
Ohio State, if they're healthy, if the offensive line is not a problem, they have a good chance of beating Notre Dame as well. But I think anybody else. I think Notre Dame beats Texas.
Yes,
Notre Dame beats Georgia.
Everyone's so flawed that Notre Dame has an elite position unit on defense that, like, they could.
They were so fucking disciplined in every, like, Army's a hard team to play against. They were in every fucking gap that whole game. It was really impressive.
I clicked back and forth, but truthfully, I wasn't that dialed into that one, so I'll leave that up to you. This game I watched start to finish, though, and could not believe it. Bama at Oklahoma, 24-3. They kicked a field goal in the first quarter, scored nothing else the rest of the game here, and now, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Auburn's rookie star linebacker there is talking shit, saying Milroe sucks.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Shut him down.
Telling you. Look out for this Iron Bowl. Think Alabama might be dealt a death blow this week.
Hey, man, they got a lot to play. Auburn's got a lot to play for, and they're just coming off a big win there. So, yeah, watch out for this one. And that might have knocked out Alabama's season. We'll see what happens with the rest of this fuckery. Next up was Ole Miss losing to Florida. We called that game.
You skipped Wake Forest, Miami, but no need.
No need, man.
It's not a real game.
It's not a real game, not a real team. And, you know, you paid a quarterback. So,
but they handle business. You do what you do.
And by the way, I know I've said this all year about Miami with Cam Ward and what they paid him. University of Michigan has now paid the top recruit in the nation, $10 million as well. If you listen to Barstool and Dave Portnoy occasionally there, he actually broke down the way that that happened. It was Larry fucking Ellison, dude, who did that deal from Oracle. You believe that shit?
Yeah,
so
I do.
That's where we're at.
That's what he said he was going to do.
That's where we're at in college football. So they paid that kid $10 million. He flipped from LSU to Michigan. He will be their quarterback next year.
I mean, who are the big LSU alumni that aren't former players that are actual rich people?
You know, I'm not sure, because Larry Ellison actually went to Illinois. His co-partner there at the company actually went to Michigan, and he was the one that connected the dots.
So there's a lot of oil money that goes through LSU, actually. I'll try to find their best, their richest grads.
The guy that owns all the steamboat casinos?
Yeah, that dude probably is...
LSU's got some money. I can tell you that. Yeah, I've been in many conversations with them in their athletic department about Hard AF Seltzer there. They have money. I can promise you that.
Raising Cane's start there?
Yes, the founder and CEO of Raising Cane's, although, and this person's probably dead, but the founder and CEO of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the current president and CEO of Marathon Oil.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah. That'll do
they,
it.
They got money.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, right, if they care about football or not.
Yeah. But they definitely got money, and LSU, I'm sure, will be fine. Their coach, though, I don't know what you do with Brian Kelly is the problem. Next up, UMass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Alex Stein.
Primetime Stein?
Yeah, LSU alumnus.
Well, I don't think he's going to be funding any NIL stuff.
But okay. I don't know that he even knows what football is.
No,
I love him, and he's a friend of the show.
We can go to LSU together, however.
Oh, that would
and raise some hell.
So that would fucking be fun, dude. It'd be so fun. Man, I want to do that LSU deal so bad. All right, next up is UMass against Georgia. UMass scored a lot of fucking points in this one, 225 yards rushing. Not great. Not great over there. Didn't cover. Didn't bet it, obviously. Next up was UTEP at Tennessee. It's exactly what you guys called back there. Heupel will always cover and hang it on a shitty team here, and he did
0-0 in the second quarter.
It was, and then he got 56, so it's 56-0 there. Next up, Boise State barely pulled it off there against Wyoming. Genty, 19 carries, 169 yards, and a tutty. Back in the Heisman conversation again. Not that he ever left, I guess, but yeah, man, that's a little too close for comfort down there in Wyoming. You might be onto something in that UNLV game. Next up, 33-7 SMU, rolled Virginia. Not sure what happened up there in Virginia, but
Virginia sucks. That's what happened.
I did toss a hundo on the money line there for Virginia, because I still don't believe in it.
I think we all took this one.
Yes, Arizona State we had all day long and all
what
night
was it,
long.
Minus three? Two and a half.
2.5 is what we had. And shit, truthfully, at halftime, I turned the game off because it was 21-3. Mm. And then I came back and was like, whoa, this got a little close towards the end. But ultimately they prevailed 28-3, and Arizona State could be headed to the playoffs mm-hmm. this year. Fun young coach there. What is he, 33, that guy?
I mean, they got to beat BYU again, basically.
Well, no.
No.
It would be Iowa State, I think.
Yeah, it's Iowa State.
I don't think so right now.
It is.
It is, yeah. It's Iowa State. If Iowa State wins.
Do they have a tiebreaker?
Let me check.
Over BYU? Because BYU's in that position now.
BYU is second right now. Let me check, though.
I don't think they played it just. So now you got to do all this fucking goofball math to figure out who gets it. Because BYU is not going to lose to Houston. Iowa State's not. Well, Iowa State plays Kansas State, so they might lose that game.
I think they could lose.
So. Iowa State could lose, yes.
If Iowa State loses, then it's BYU again.
I could also see BYU losing to Houston.
Nah, not this year.
Not this year.
Not last year either, but two years ago.
Houston beat somebody a couple weeks ago. I forgot who it was, but yeah, I don't think it's going to happen again. Next up, Auburn, 4 overtime game. That was a fucking blast. They beat Texas A&M.
A&M got exposed.
They did. They definitely did in this one. I think, personally, they just overlooked this game, and they were all in for the Texas game. We'll find out what happens Saturday.
I mean, they got beat by Notre Dame. That's reasonable. They got beat at South Carolina. That's reasonable. Beat at Auburn, less reasonable, even though Auburn's tough at home, but still, that's not a great loss.
Yeah. Next up, Colorado at Kansas. We all had this one, actually. Mm-hmm. So we all had Kansas in this one. I didn't think it was going to be by 16 fucking points and then getting absolutely routed, but...
Well, they were +3.
Here we are.
I think I took it at +3.
Yeah, but I mean, Jesus Christ, 16 points? I mean, that's wild. Colorado just gave up in the fourth quarter, by the way. I mean, just fucking flat out gave up. Clemson rolled Citadel. No surprises there. South Carolina rolled Wofford. Is there a path for South Carolina at all?
Wofford? No, I don't think so, because there's just too many teams between them.
They roll Clemson.
If they roll Clemson and Bama loses the Iron Bowl,
and A&M loses to Texas,
so here's the thing though: it's hard to put South Carolina above Ole Miss and Alabama because they lost to both those schools.
Ah,
it is. Gotcha. Yeah, but
if they do that, then we're vibes only. Head to head doesn't matter. Yeah. Nothing matters.
Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl.
Yeah. If Ole Miss somehow loses the Egg
Bowl.
But
I mean, technically, when you're talking about CFP, you're talking about what the final ranking is versus. Like some people get auto bids for being conference champs, but final rankings, and historically speaking, that's usually how it would go. It's very rare that somebody gets hopped in the rankings, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Like
Tennessee would have to lose to Vanderbilt. Georgia would have to lose again in the fucking SEC championship, I think, and then A&M would have to lose to Texas.
Or to Georgia Tech.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule it out.
South Carolina can't move up in the SEC rankings anymore. They're done with SEC games.
Yeah.
So they just need people above them to lose. They need Tennessee to lose. They need Georgia to lose. They need pure chaos.
Yes. Next up, Iowa State against Utah. They hold on again. They keep their Big 12 title hopes alive, CFP hopes alive.
I think those are going to end this week.
I hope so. I hate them. Always will.
I don't think they're going to beat Kansas State.
I don't either. Next up, Missouri. Beats Mississippi State there, and their season is over. And then Illinois to close it out. Shout out to Illinois. They fucking rolled first year hard AF Seltzer with those guys. 8-3, probably win this week, and end up 9-3 on the year, which is their best season in fucking 20 years over there.
Big comeback in the fourth quarter.
Yep. It was a Hail Mary at the end, and it was fun to watch, man. I had it on just to see how the boys were doing there. That was the one where Rutgers called to ice the kicker, called a timeout, brought him over to the sideline. Coach said, you know what, fuck it. I don't think he can make a 58-yarder. Let's go for the Hail Mary, and it succeeded and shocked the world. Congratulations, boys. All right, now we got our sponsors here before we get to this week's picks. Obviously, our title sponsors, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. God damn it, I'm going to have a lot of money on this week's games. I'm excited. Bob, tell us about the rakebacks.
Look, sometimes you got a bad weekend. Things don't go your way. You bet against the ponies. And guess what? MyBookie.com will give you a little money back.
Yep.
They'll say, hey, sorry you had a bad week. here's a little extra for you to play because we know you don't feel alive if you don't have any money on the game. Correct. So they'll give you a little bit back, not all back, obviously. They're a business, but they'll give you a little bit back, let you have some fun. And that's if you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, which if you're a regular player, you are. You don't have to sign up. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And there's a bunch of perks aside from the rake back, but we love the rake back.
Love the rake back. I did bet against SMU, and you guys saw that in Drinker Bros Sports. I put a hunch on the money line of Virginia.
You know, most people lose money playing the ponies, but this year, people lose money getting played by the ponies.
Well, we'll find out, Bob. We'll find out. But head on over to MyBookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got DrinkingBrosTickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games, most of them, except for Texas A&M, is cheap. I mean, I'm looking at this Tulane game here on Thursday night. $2. $2 for a ticket to a college football game.
That's what it's worth.
It is more expensive to go to Dripping Springs High School Friday night games than it is to
Well, there are better Tulane. Things to do in New Orleans than go watch Tulane play Memphis.
I also think Dripping Springs High School is probably better than these teams.
No, Tulane's good.
Yeah. They're fine. Let's not jack each other off in the ocean over there, in the green wave or whatever the fuck that is. But we get everything: concerts, rodeos, Taylor Swift, Wimbledon, you name it, comedians, anything that there's a ticket for. Minor league baseball. Somebody bought Pantera tickets the other day. So yeah, dude, everything you can imagine is on there. $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least, we get HardAFSeltzer.com. Go out and buy a 12-pack. Or multiple 12 packs for the games this weekend at Ohio State versus Michigan. We are throwing a party at the biggest bar on campus there, Standard Hall. Standard Hall is going to be rocking. You'll see some ladies wearing the gear, handing out free swag, free merch for Hard AF Seltzer. All the new flavors are there. I believe they can cram about 1,500 into there. So it's going to be a wild one, and it starts very, very early. They open up at like 10 a.m., so you can fucking rage there off of Hard AF and really get fired up for that game if you're not going into it. Also, if you're out there and you want to invest, go to wefunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. Today, we're leaving 30% of the company open up to you. Just sign with Penn State for the next 3 years. There'll be those cans launch actually in not only Pennsylvania, but New Jersey as well. Next year will be open in March. Looking forward to that. Open up more states as well next spring. And you can invest with us and actually own the company. So that way when you buy it, post it, you're an owner of it and you're helping contribute to hopefully the eventual sale one day. Go to wefunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. Let's get to this week's games. That Tulane game is the Thursday night game here for Thanksgiving. It is Memphis at Tulane. Tulane minus 13.5. Who you got?
I don't know if I go 13.5. I mean, Tulane's pretty good. Memphis has no real quality wins or anything, but 13.5 is a lot of points.
It is. It is. And truthfully, I'll be betting the NFL all day long for this, so I don't. I'll pop over to this later on in the evening, but I don't bet on this in real life. Gun to head, give me Memphis plus the 13.5 just because it's a lot of points there.
Nah.
And, you know.
Green wave, roll.
I don't know, man. I mean, are they... Yeah,
they probably roll. I just don't see any point in fucking extending themselves too far.
No, I don't either.
All point. The whole point. They need style points. They got to move up as high as they can. They don't necessarily control their own destiny, so they need to leave as little up to chance as possible.
They need to roll Memphis, roll Army, and then hope they can hop either UNLV or Boise.
They've got two losses on the year, and they're the only two ranked teams they played all season long.
Doesn't matter. Top five conference champions get in.
Gross.
And UNLV's wins aren't going to be much better. I mean, they'll be Boise. Boise would be a better win.
Even if UNLV beats Boise, I think they hop Tulane. I don't think there's anything Tulane can do to stop that.
I don't necessarily disagree, but Tulane still needs the style.
Yeah, you may as well go out and fuck it up.
I guess.
Like, give it everything you got.
Also, I mean, if Boise loses this weekend to fucking Oregon State,
that's not happening.
Dude, I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not in fucking Beaver Town or whatever stupid city they play in.
Corvallis.
Beaverland?
Yeah, Beaverland.
Yeah, we stayed in Beaverland.
Beaverville.
We were there. Next up is Beaverland.
Yeah.
That is the next game. That is Oregon State's at Boise State. This is Boise minus 19, guys. Mm. 19 here.
Nope.
Yeah. I will take Oregon State plus the 19 just because this is a lot of points.
Yeah.
And Oregon State is playing for bowl eligibility here if they win this game.
Yeah.
And it's a fun story in the Pac-2 there for them. Therefore, I actually think they'll play this game pretty hard. And I'm going to take the plus 19 on Oregon State.
I'll take plus 19 on that. Although Boise will win this game by two touchdowns.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And
I doubt Genty plays much beyond the second, if not third quarter.
He'll go into the third. They're trying to get him for the Heisman. I think he'll play. I think he'll keep going. Next up is Oklahoma State at Colorado. They left Colorado on the top 25, huh? Just to do it. Just to do it.
Still path.
Yeah.
There is still a path.
No, I know. The whole world would have to implode another 9/11.
They just got to win that conference.
How do they do it, though?
By beating
Kansas State beats.
Kansas State wins.
Okay.
BYU loses.
Who does BYU play?
They play Houston.
Houston, yeah.
And then Kansas State beats Iowa State, then Colorado can get in.
Yeah.
If Kansas State beats Iowa State, they're in?
No, if Kansas State beats Iowa State and BYU loses, they're into the Big 12 championship.
BYU is going to win.
Arizona State loses to Arizona, which I also don't think is likely. The point is there is a path. There's a path.
It doesn't mean there's reason. It's a lot, guys.
But if they do make it and win the Big 12 championship, they're definitely in.
Yeah. Do you think they beat Oklahoma State?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know about 16 and a half.
Is this Ollie Gordon's last game? Is he out of there after this?
I think he's a junior.
Yes.
Yeah, but he might want to transfer. Get the fuck out of... Still
yeah,
water.
He's a junior, but I don't know if I would say he's a Fort Worth guy. Go back to fucking UT.
If he has 130 yards, he breaks 1,000 on this shitty team. So I think he goes pro. I don't think he stays.
If he goes pro, he's like a fifth or sixth round draft pick. I don't know about that because he had 1,700 last year. I don't know what happened. I mean, they ran him a lot less this year, but was he hurt or something? What happened?
DUI.
Oh yeah, that's right. He missed like the first four games or
something crazy. But that team is just
He's good. He's probably a fourth or fifth round draft pick.
I don't know. I think he probably goes second or third.
And also, he did not get suspended. It was Gundy's punishment was to hand the ball off to him.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
He played in every game.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a huge.
Look, Oklahoma State has been awful this year. They're 3-8. I don't like 16.5. Mm-hmm. At all. Give me Oklahoma State plus the 16.5 on that one and jack it up. I don't know that Colorado really gives a... Well, yeah, they do. Like you said, if nine other teams lose, they're in. So, yeah, they'll play. I just don't know if they give a fuck to win by 16.5. Next up, we got Mississippi State at Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl here. These games are on Friday, by the way. Ole Miss minus 26. Who you got? Rivalry game.
I don't care about that. This is the worst I've ever seen Mississippi State, and that's saying something.
It is. 0-7 in the SEC. This would be 0-8 to close out the year.
Let me look at the fucking path here. Because I don't know if there's... I don't know if there is one for them, to be frank. To be in anything, yeah.
Ole Miss? They're 14 right now.
Yeah, they have a path.
They have a path.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they're ranked 14th, but
if two teams lose, they're probably in, right?
If Texas beats A&M, then A&M and fucking Ole Miss have the same record.
Yeah. They beat Georgia. If they and Georgia have the same record, I don't know.
Yeah, so Georgia loses to Georgia Tech.
Georgia's not going to lose to Georgia Tech. Here's what they need. They need Tennessee to lose.
Yep. Mm.
So here are the teams above.
Which could happen.
Yes. Here are the teams above Ole Miss who they have a chance of getting in over, because some of these teams are going to be conference champs, or they just like Penn State's not going anywhere, right? Mm. So if Tennessee loses, Ole Miss should have the tiebreaker over them because Tennessee lost to Georgia. Ole Miss beat Georgia. Georgia, in my opinion, the likely SEC champion. Texas not going anywhere.
No.
I don't think Georgia's going anywhere unless they lose to Georgia Tech.
But South Carolina beats up on Clemson this weekend, and Ole Miss wins as well, and Tennessee loses. I think that's South Carolina moving up and not Ole Miss.
Ole Miss beat South Carolina.
Mm.
Ole Miss beat South Carolina. Now, here's what they would really love to see Ole Miss. So this is where Tennessee losing, right? probably need SMU to lose in the conference championship game or this week, but really the conference championship game is the more likely scenario. That could get Ole Miss in.
Okay. So they got something to play for here, but Mississippi State, it's still a rivalry game. 26 is a lot, man.
Yeah, but it's at Ole Miss. I mean, they're going to get torched. I don't know. 26 is a lot of points.
I'm sure they are, but it's a lot of points, man. I stay away from this. I don't like Mississippi State at all. However, rivalry game, they could end up covering there. Next up is Georgia Tech versus Georgia. Same question as last week. Is Haynes King playing? Is he playing this week? He played last week, so
yeah, it should be fun.
He's all right. Good. This is Georgia minus 19.5 here. God, the way Georgia Tech plays football, I don't know if you watch them. I've watched maybe two or three of their games this year. They run out the clock. They use every last second, and either the quarterback runs the ball or the running back runs the ball. They muck this game up. This is not going to be your typical Georgia Tech Georgia game, man. I think this is going to be closer than 19.5.
Yeah, probably. I'll take Georgia Tech plus 19. I'll take it plus 20 probably.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to land as well here, just because this is going to be a very slow paced game. I have a feeling now a Friday night game at University of Georgia, to my knowledge, has never happened, and that's why these tickets are through the roof. It's not that anybody's reselling them on the aftermarket on like drinkabrostickets.com or anything else. They just genuinely want to go to the game because there has never been a Friday night game in Athens, and what a fucking blast. The day after Thanksgiving.
Chance to take a long weekend, get a co-ed pregnant,
dude.
All that.
Yes.
Why
all
not?
All of it, dude.
Ruin your family this weekend, folks.
Blow up your life, dude, and go after a co-ed. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Are there hot girls at Georgia?
Yes. Yes, there is.
I mean, it's the Southeast, so there's all, like, the hottest girls in the country are usually in the Southeast, but it's just that university's in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's the only thing.
No, that's not, right? Yeah.
But the same thing with Ole Miss, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, too. And that's
Ole Miss got the hottest girls in the world. But, yeah, so UGA, when I was a senior, my girlfriend was a freshman at University of Georgia, so I was up there a lot. My God, man, it is stunning. Stunning up there. As far as talent goes. Not talking about on the football field either. Next up, the game here, Michigan at Ohio State, the Ohio State University. The spread is minus 21. That is a massive spread. The only other time I can remember a spread this high in the game like this was the COVID year. It was 30.5, and Michigan quit. It was still my favorite game of all time because they went to practice the next day and blamed it on COVID. Love it. Look. Michigan 6-5 here. Ohio State hasn't won in 3 years, allegedly. Who you got?
Ohio State 21.
Yeah,
they're gonna, just for all the reasons you mentioned before, they're gonna blow these guys up.
I hope so. I hope so. So this is the first year without Connor Stallions over there, and we'll find out what happens. Great opportunity to tell us you can join us live. We will be doing a live watch, D'Anthony and I, on Saturday morning for this game and my bookie. Going to be looking at live lines, all that fun stuff over there, some player props, everything else. And yeah, I would be disappointed if they don't fucking go all out and rout them simply for what's happened over the last 3 years. Plus, Ryan Day needs it. Let's face it. Nice way to go into the Big Ten championship. However, if they get up so big in the third quarter, I would sit out that line or what's left of it for the fourth quarter. Please do that, Ryan Day. Next up, Tennessee at Vanderbilt. This is Tennessee minus 10.5. We're gonna have this in a quad here on different screens as we're watching the Ohio State game, because this game is one of my favorite games of the entire day, actually.
Should be a night game.
It should be.
Goddamn 11 a.m. slate again.
For Ohio State, Michigan, all these teams. The next one, South Carolina. Clemson,
these are true 11 a.m. because fucking Nashville is Eastern,
yes,
or is Central time.
Now, Ohio State this is noon because they're Eastern.
Yeah, but this is a true 11 a.m. game.
Yes.
What the fuck,
fucking
man?
Sucks. But like, get in this. Nashville, it like, sucks. It's well, bullshit. It's bullshit, dude.
But still, taking Vandy plus 10.5 in this game.
I sure am.
This is the game Heupel beeps it in almost every year. One of these. So.
One of these. But you know what else I'm going to do and take that plus 10.5? I'm going to sprinkle the money line. I think Vandy wants to win this game, man. And I think they want to knock off Big Brother. They want to knock them out of the playoffs. This would do it. This would end Tennessee's season here. And as much as I love Rocky Top, you guys know I love you guys. Vanderbilt is a tough, tough out. And they're going to be bringing their best fucking game here. And I'm going to take the 10.5. I'm going to take the money line separately. And I can't wait to watch this game. It should be a fucking blast. Same with the next game. South Carolina at Clemson. This is Clemson -2.5. Who you got?
I'm South Carolina +2.5 if you're going to give it to me, but I'm taking South Carolina money line too.
Same. I am taking South Carolina money line. They're on a roll.
This Sellers kid, I'm telling you, he's going to win the Heisman next year if he's healthy.
Didn't lose that shitty game. What was it? Ole Miss at the beginning
LSU.
Of the year.
LSU. Yeah. They got fucked by God. It. They got, it was a bad call that basically like fucked them in this game.
They would be in the playoffs.
Same thing with the Alabama game, though. They were right there. Yes. They could have won that game, too.
It wasn't as close as it looked. They scored a touchdown with like 5 seconds left or 20 seconds left or something to get it to 27-25 and then had to onside kick it to try and get, like, it was, they were down considerably.
Here's the wild thing. If they played right now at this point in the year, South Carolina and Alabama.
Yep.
South Carolina would roll them, I think.
Yeah. Look what they did the very next week. They BF'd Oklahoma and then BF'd A&M.
I know. So I got South Carolina here. And then what is that? Oh, it's a non-conference game. So it doesn't do shit to Clemson.
God, I mean, it does, because Clemson's only route is rankings now, right?
No, they can win the ACC
if
championship.
Miami loses.
No. That's they're not getting in. It's SMU Miami,
and it's set.
No,
I don't think it's set.
I thought Miami had the tiebreaker for some reason.
Miami can lose, and
well, they're not going to lose to fucking Syracuse. Although, I mean, anything's possible, but I don't see that.
Because Clemson only has one conference loss.
Yeah, they do, but I don't. I feel like Miami's got the tiebreak on this, because didn't we talk about this two weeks ago?
No, if Miami loses to Syracuse,
Miami's out.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. But if Miami wins and they're both 7-1, I'm pretty sure Miami goes.
Yeah.
I don't remember why. I feel like we discussed this like two or three
years
ago.
We did.
Our whole thing is, if Syracuse knocks off Miami, Clemson's fucking in.
Oh, they're in, yeah. They'll beat SMU, too.
I think the Honda might start that game, but we'll get there. Next up is Illinois at Northwestern. This is Illinois -7.5.
Yeah, I'll take that. Illinois wants to cap off this season with a strong win and then go and win a bowl game.
And this will be the 10 wins.
This will be the best season they've ever had.
Yep.
It'll be close to it, yeah. So that's the thing that you got to look at with some of these teams is there's teams playing for 10 wins.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And which is a big deal for most programs.
When's the last time Illinois won 10? It had to be the 70s.
20, no. 20 years ago, they won the Big Ten championship.
Rashard Mendenhall?
They were in the Rose Bowl. They didn't win the Big Ten championship of the year, but they were in the Rose Bowl with Rashard Mendenhall in 2007.
Yeah. They just called it, you know, champions of the Big Ten. So yes, they won the Big Ten. But,
Juice Williams, that's a great team.
I think Illinois, I'll knock this down 0.5 to 7 though, just in case. But this is a good season for Illinois. Congratulations, boys. Don't want to say that we did it, but we probably did it there. Maryland's at Penn State -24.5. Truthfully, man, I don't touch this just because Penn State doesn't need to do anything but win. That's it. And then they're in.
Yeah, they win by 2 points and they're still top five.
Stay healthy.
So who cares?
Stay healthy, win by 10, 14 points. It doesn't really matter.
If they somehow beef this.
If they beef it, it would
if
be
If anybody
awful.
Can do it, man, Franklin can do it.
Tickets are $4.
But not to
DrinkingBrosTickets.com if you want to go, though, okay? Next up is Notre Dame at USC. I'm also intrigued by this matchup. Notre Dame is only a 7.5-point favorite, which is pretty surprising. USC is 6-5. It is in LA, which is very easy to play in. It's going to be 75 degrees there, and USC does not have fans to speak of. So this will be a Notre Dame home game. I guarantee it. Everybody will go out for this. Who you got?
Well, USC, to their credit, has played some okay teams well. Like, they beat LSU to start the season. LSU wasn't that good. And LSU also, the last, couple of years since Burrow left, have sucked in game one every year.
Yeah.
They kept it close with Penn State. They kept it close with Michigan. Beat Nebraska, but that was 2 weeks ago. Nebraska had already started to suck by then. I don't know. I'm fine. I think Notre Dame has proved themselves. I think they're legit. I think they're a title contender, and they're going to handle these guys.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame ends up winning this game. I'll knock this down a half a point and take Notre Dame in this one. But I still tune in and watch because you don't know. You're still flying to L.A.
Mm.
I mean.
Yeah, and that that
Penn State went to overtime out there. Like, it's a, yeah, it's a long flight.
What's that kid's name? Miller Moss?
Miller Moss,
like,
yeah.
He's got, there's flashes of, like, a very good quarterback.
He's playing, him, by the way, to go to another school, and right now there is...
Maybe, or he's playing to attract some more talent to his own school. USC's got money, no, so you never know.
But behind the scenes, I'm telling you, Miller Moss is going elsewhere.
He might go to Notre Dame, actually.
This could be a great audition for,
yeah,
him, wouldn't it?
Brady Cook is... he's out, right?
Not Brady Cook.
Brady Cook, what the fuck?
Who's the Riley Leonard?
Riley Leonard, sorry, yeah. I've got Brady Cook on the brain because I was watching a video on First Form this morning.
Okay.
Let Brady Cook. You, yeah, got that Brady hat Cook now, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing it?
I'm going to rock it this weekend. Don't worry.
Fucking okay. Piece of shit. Yeah, but I think Notre Dame rolls USC. This next one, though, is upset alert. I agree with you, the Libby boys, on this one. I think Syracuse definitely has a chance to beat Miami.
I agree, too. Look, the Honda occasionally starts, dude. It occasionally starts. You just don't know when.
I mean, he's got 4,000 yards, 26 and 12. It's granted it's in the ACC, but still, he can play a little bit.
He slings it.
Yeah. He's going to take some chances. It's going
to,
like,
you have to.
Miami's not known for their defense.
He takes too many chances.
He takes too many chances. But, and he's not great with the ball, but that's why he's got 12 interceptions.
Well, let's see what Miami's takeaway ratio is.
But because he throws it so much, it's not like Miami is a great defense. You can score in Miami. So.
Yeah, but he threw, what, 5 interceptions against Pitt? That's why they lost that game.
Yeah. 3 pick sixes, which was a college football record.
A record, yeah.
Sure was.
Ooh. I mean, dude.
Miami's turnover ratio is 5-1. That's pretty fucking legit. I mean, I guess Cam Ward doesn't really throw picks all that much either.
Cam does not. You know, he's had a great season.
But I don't know. Their takeaways. I can't find
Miami has to get takeaways because if they don't, McCord's going to feast. I mean, just listen to these games. These are teams that are not necessarily known for scoring a ton, per se. Virginia Tech, they let up 34. Cal, they let up 38. Louisville can score, they let up 45. Florida State sucks, 14. Duke, they let up 31. Even Georgia Tech, who's like a slog fest, they let up 23. Like, they let teams that have offenses with a heartbeat fucking score.
But that's why this over-under is 67.5, which is the highest we're seeing this
week.
It's huge. So, yeah.
Yeah, so they have one... They have like 7 dudes with 1 pick each. Half of them are fucking linebackers, actually. One of them is a defensive lineman. They have one dude, Michelle Powell. He's a cornerback that has 5 picks. So they're probably going to go to the other side.
I would love to see Syracuse shock the world and just knock out Miami. I'm all done with
bullshit. Syracuse is fucking 8-3.
Yep.
Like, they're not a bad... This is not a bad football team.
They've beaten Georgia Tech. They've beaten UNLV.
Yeah. Look, they're not a bad team. Therefore, I'm taking Syracuse plus the points in this one. I think this is a close game.
Yeah, I'll take that plus 11 for sure.
I think it's a close game.
Keep an eye on this one. This is a big.
I agree. I'm gonna be watching this one.
It's the only movement you're gonna see in the ACC because Cal is not beating SMU.
So let me ask you guys this: if Syracuse were to somehow knock out Miami, are they out of the playoffs altogether?
Miami's done.
Get them out.
Done, right?
Get them out.
They would be 10-2, right?
They're in,
and they would not play the ACC championship. They might bump SMU if SMU lost to Clemson.
Oh. Well, or they would bump Clemson. Clemson's not getting in if they lose the ACC championship.
Correct.
Oh, no. They're not in regardless.
I think Clemson, though, beats SMU.
I think here's the thing, though. If Clemson beats South Carolina, Miami holds serve against Syracuse, and then SMU beats Miami in the
championship
game.
Miami might bump Indiana.
3-bid league.
Yeah, Miami might bump Indiana at that point.
3-bid league.
For real.
Wow. Dude.
Because
that would be awful.
Yeah. I mean, winning at Syracuse to close out the season, even if you lose the ACC championship, that's a quality win.
It is. Look, let's hope for something fucked up is going to happen. All know something fucked up is going to happen.
The funniest possible outcome, though, is South Carolina rolls Clemson.
Yeah.
Syracuse beats Miami, but then Clemson wins the ACC title.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Limps in and gets fucking just breaks beaten off of them in the first round.
You know what? It depends on who they would play.
Yeah. I know. If they play Boise State.
Well, they wouldn't. I think Boise would get a bye at that point.
Yeah, Boise's going to get a bye no matter what.
If they beat UNLV, and that's not a guarantee either.
If they won the ACC title, will get a bye.
Actually, they probably would.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Miami's getting it right now at 3.
Yep. which is fucking nuts.
And Boise's not going to, like, it's the top-ranked conference winners. Boise's not going to jump up to, like, the top eight, probably, right? Even if they beat UNLV handily, I don't think they jump up to the top eight. If Clemson beat South Carolina, A, and it's definitely if they beat SMU, they're popping into the top 10, 9, 8.
If Clemson wins out and Miami loses to Syracuse, they're getting a bye. Mm-hmm. Full stop.
Yeah. They'll probably be 7th or 8th, you would think, at that point, which would make them the 3rd or 4th highest ranked.
Yeah. Yeah. No question.
Which is the grossest thing ever, and none of us want to see it.
I mean, it is what it is. These are the rules. Let's see how it plays out.
These are the rules.
Speaking of chaos, so Cal at SMU, I don't even want to talk about this because Cal sucks so bad.
Cal stinks.
Cal should have beat Miami, guys.
I get that. They should have. Miami should have lost like 3 fucking games this year. I will say this. SMU doesn't need to win this game to make the playoff because they're already in the ACC championship game.
No pressure, so they're going to win it by 3 touchdowns.
No.
Yeah.
I'll take Cal plus the points.
Yeah, take it.
I will.
The next
one. Actually, it's kind of a low over for SMU, who scores a lot.
Yeah, they do score a lot.
56 and a half.
Auburn, Alabama. I think this is an upset watch situation. I know it's in Alabama.
I do too. I take Auburn plus the points, man. I take Auburn plus the points. I think this is a one score game either way. So if Bama wins, cool by 7. Mm. If Auburn wins, cool by 7. I don't think this is 11 and a half, though.
No, Alabama looked like their fucking souls were broken.
It was nuts, man.
And now you're going into a rivalry game. Auburn's going to be hyped up like a motherfucker.
They're talking shit.
Yeah, and Auburn's playing for a fucking bowl game right now.
Yeah,
they are. And by the way, this is a prove it game for Alabama fans because this game is no longer. They could still make the playoff potentially. There's a lot that needs to break. They don't control their own destiny. But this is. Do you love the sport or do you just love winning? Because it's been a long time.
Since you were 8-4. You would be 8-4 if you lost this game.
So they need, how much are Bama fans going to show up? Is it going to be the home field advantage it's been for the last 15 years?
Tickets are $127.
That's low as fuck.
It is.
That is low as fuck for the Iron Bowl.
It is, dude. It is. Oof. Yeah. Give me Auburn plus the points here. Auburn plus the points. Next up, Arizona State at Arizona. God damn it. I hate this line. Arizona State minus 8.5. I love Arizona State to win this game, obviously. And this coach is going to have these kids fired up for it. They win this game. Fuck it. I think they win by 10. Give me Arizona State.
I got Arizona State. Yeah. Arizona's certainly they can play spoiler here, and it's a rivalry and blah, blah, blah. But Arizona State's looked really good lately.
Yeah. ASU by a lot. Also because ASU... look, I think any team, especially if chaos reigns supreme, needs style points right now that isn't like one of the like definite ends because, okay, let's say Arizona State makes the Big 12 championship game and loses it. They're a 3-loss team, but that their loss is the fucking championship game. And
right.
So like they need resume stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As of right now, Arizona State is in. Arizona State, according to if things ended today, they would be in. But playoff predictor, they're at 27% because they're still... BYU out there.
Yep.
Iowa State out there. So on. Right. There's nothing guaranteed about that. They got to fucking play.
Next up is Arkansas at Missouri. Very low spread here.
This is a defensive battle.
Missouri minus 3 here, but the over-under is 54.5.
Yeah, that's way... I'm taking the under in this game.
Why is this so low? Why do they hate Missouri?
They're both bowl eligible already. I mean, this is just a fucking let's get fuck shit up game.
No, I'll give you why Missouri's going to cover. Obviously, I'm a homer, but this is Brady Cook, Luther Burden, and Theo Weiss's last game.
Gotcha.
And specifically for the seniors, if you win your last home game, you get to take a rock from the Rock M.
Okay.
In the end zone. If you lose, you don't.
You don't get it.
Brady Cook grew up. Brady Cook's not losing his last game. Luther Burden's not losing his last game.
Save Pittman's job game.
No, they don't even want to save Pitt. No one wants Pittman's job to be saved. This game's going to be stressful and tight, and I'm going to be pissed off all day. But, I think Missouri covers barely and wins. Brady Cook wins his last.
All right, probably. So if that's the case, and you're like, I don't know about the Rock thing, but it sounds sweet.
Well, they're also all.
I'll knock this down a half a point. Give me Missouri minus 2.5.
All of Missouri's dudes are gone after this year, right?
Yeah,
you guys are like retooling after this.
It'll be a bit of a we have good recruiting, but it'll be a bit of a rebuild for sure.
Yes, yeah, so they probably
like a 3-win Mizzou team next year.
yeah.
Maybe they get relegated to the Big 12 or something.
Maybe. Mountain West or the new Pac-12 looks fun. Next up is Purdue at Indiana. The spread is minus 29. So any thoughts that Indiana would lose this game are out the window here. Look, I'm not betting this in real life, but Indiana will roll. They know after looking at this board here that we showed you earlier that they're in if they win. So all they got to do is win this game convincingly. So, yeah, homeboy's going to run it up. He's also very pissed off that Ryan Day scored that touchdown with fucking 10 seconds left last week. So, yeah, he's playing for some revenge, and then hopefully he gets another shot at them in the playoffs.
Wait, who did Purdue beat this year? Oh, they beat Indiana State. Never mind. That's a D2 school.
Yeah. That was Larry Bird's school.
Yeah.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem?
Kareem. Yeah. The white guy. So yeah, Indiana rolls in this game, but I'm not betting it. 29 is a lot of fucking points for this bullshit. Next up is Washington at Oregon. Night game, I guess because they're West Coast, but not really a need for this. Oregon minus 19 in this.
This is 4:30 local.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a tune-up game for Oregon. I wouldn't bet any big spreads on it.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, Washington's not good or anything, but they don't need it.
They don't need it. They're in the Big Ten Championship next week. And then, yeah, just see what happens there.
Yeah.
Gear up against get ready for Ohio State again.
Yeah. To be honest, if I'm Oregon,
I don't even show your place.
I don't know if Gabriel and Jordan James even play in the second half of this game.
Oregon could go on a 2-game losing streak and still make the playoff. Yeah.
They could, but it
why I mean, you want to win?
You want to win, but why even tip your hand there? And Oregon wins, but
remember, this
isn't
a conference game anymore. Yeah, it is. Washington moved over too.
Yep.
So at least they kept that rivalry, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Now we got some night games that are worth a shit. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Texas at Texas A&M. This is Texas minus 5.5. This started off at 6.5 and has now moved down to 5.5. Who you got?
I'll take Texas at 5.5.
I will be taking Texas A&M plus 5.5 here, and I will also sprinkle the money line.
No, hammer Aggie money line.
And the Texas ain't fucking ready. Remember that? Remember the Georgia game when Georgia came in and Texas wasn't fucking ready?
A&M's gonna punch him in the fucking face.
This is going to be.
If you're right about that, and Sark allows that twice in the same season when they have the best team they've had in forever since fucking Vince was there,
yep.
He's got to get fired. You can't waste that kind of fucking. You can't fuck that hand up.
I've never liked Sark, anyways.
Nobody likes him.
Well, he was on the Falcons. He was our offensive coordinator after we went to Super Bowl. He fucking sucked.
Is he in the midst of a divorce? Right.
Yeah, he's in the midst of a divorce.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, so he should be banging coeds.
He's got other things on his mind.
He sure does.
But dude, this is going to be. I am not exaggerating. Between the time it's being played and the fact that this is a rivalry that hasn't been played in 10 years. This might be, no bullshit, one of the 3 or 4 most raucous college football environments in the history of the sport.
Hey, by the way, on drinkerbrostickets.com right now, the last seat in this stadium is $536.
Forget about how much people are paying to go there. Somebody's going to get injured in a fight in this game, 100%.
Oh, this
not
is
on the
be
field.
Nasty.
There's going to be multiple fights in the stands. There's going to be fights after the game.
This is going to be fucking and rowdy.
Unless it's a blowout. If it's a blowout, it'll be safe. But if it's a close game down to the end, somebody's getting fucked
up. We have sponsored like fucking 4 fraternities for this, for Hard AF. So like those kids are going to be juiced on 8%, dude.
And
heading into this one.
This is a playoff game for A&M. They cannot make the playoff without winning this game. And if they do win this game, they're in the SEC championship.
Yep. And that is a big fucking deal because it has been a very long time for Texas A&M. They've got boosters. They got deep pockets. This stadium is massive, too. Like, yeah.
It's bigger than most NFL stadiums.
It is.
It's 100 plus thousand.
George Strait just set the record there for the largest concert ever. So I'm all in on Texas A&M on this game. And sorry, I just think the moment is going to be too big for Texas. These fans are going to go fucking nuts.
We'll see. I mean, this is a big game. This is more than any other game this week is a prove it. Because, honestly, I just think A&M is prone to slip.
They are.
Texas doesn't deserve to be the third ranked team in the country.
If they don't win
this game. If they win this game, fine.
Yes.
This would be their only quality win so far.
But this is a really tough game. And
yeah, they win this one, I have no more questions. Exactly. Not that I think they could beat Oregon necessarily, but
yeah,
certainly they belong there.
Next up is another great game, dude. Mm. Kansas State at Iowa State. This is Iowa State -2.5. This is another one where I'm taking the underdog. I'm taking Kansas State in this one.
I'm taking K-State money line in
Same.
This. 100%.
Same. And I wonder what those parlays will be like on money lines. Man, you could have an opportunity for a good lottery ticket this weekend, man. Let's say you paired the Syracuse A&M money line, and A&M, and K-State. Fuck, dude.
Well, let's do it and see what it is.
I bet it pays off massively. Shit, dude. This is going to be a fun weekend, dude. This is going to be a fun weekend. Or it'll all crash and burn.
Yeah.
And it'll be chock and we'll lose everything we have.
That'll still be fun for me because I don't give a shit about any of this.
Me neither.
Let's see.
I care about Ohio State, Michigan.
I got to throw this parlay together. Give me a minute. Talk about the next one.
Yeah. Next up, we got Nevada against UNLV. UNLV -17.5. Look, I know this is technically their rivalry game here. Anything that UNLV should worry about? Yeah, I know you guys follow these teams closer than Dan and I do.
I mean, Nevada's been feisty. They lost to Boise State by a touchdown. I don't love this spread. I
don't either.
I
think, it's a lot.
Yeah, I think I think UNLV wins. I'm not sure they cover. Like I said, Nevada's played a lot of teams tight. They played SMU tight week one, but they played SMU tight.
They should have won that game, by the way. They were up the entire fucking game.
They played San Jose State, Fresno State, Boise State. I think the spread is, I wouldn't touch it.
I do too. And if you're at home, my bookie has the best teasers in the biz there. You go from 6, 6.5, 7. 13 on some of these teams if you bet 4 games. So like, this is a fucking crazy weekend because we all think, I think a lot of these dogs are going to cover, and you could win a shit ton of money this weekend here. So like, the bets you're going to see, if you're not signed up for Drinker Bro Sports on Facebook, it's a private group, but I post my slips in there every single day. You're going to see a lot of them for this weekend, and it's going to be like 15, 20 different slips. So I'm going to throw in a bunch of different fucking parlays, teasers, and then some of these straight up bets here and see what happens, man.
So
it just feels like a great weekend to gamble.
K-State, A&M, and Syracuse to win is about +2,400, 24 to 1.
So, wow, $200 would be almost $5,000. Oh, boy. The juice, man. Oh, I'm covered in it, dude. I'm covered in that fucking turkey juice already, dude, the night before. Let's go. Last but not least, we got Houston at BYU. This is BYU -13. Don't give a shit about this game. I mean, I'll check in just to see if they won. Obviously, because that'll affect what's going to happen in the playoffs there or the conference championship, but that's about it on this one here. I'm not betting this.
The other late games are Air Force, San Diego State, and New Mexico, Hawaii. Not worth watching. So yeah, I might. It depends on how fucked up I am from the day game here.
Right. Because if we're going to be boozing here.
Yeah, I might be waking up from a nap by the time this game comes on.
I know. So I'll check into it, but this isn't top of my list here, and I certainly don't bet it. I've never trusted BYU the entire season, so I don't want to see them in the playoffs or even close to it, to be honest with you. I just don't think it's a very good team. So, yeah, I'll pop in, but it's not a game I bet in real life. There's too many great games to bet on. It's awesome. I'm fucking amped about this weekend. Couldn't be more excited. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Then go to iTunes, rate this show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We'll be live on our YouTube channel for Drinking Bros Fake News here in about 10 minutes. So switch on over there. That will be our last show of the week, obviously, because we've got Thanksgiving. And then Friday, everybody's off. However, we will be back here on this channel to do the live watch of Ohio State, Michigan, the game, brought to you by MyBookie.com. So you can join us on Saturday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be live with you for that game. For D'Anthony to Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Pick'em Show for Rivalry Week. Good night, everyone.
Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only a dollar. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this. You can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer, especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. Excludes delivery. You must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday." Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.